Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Campus Tailgate from WGNRadio.com. Dave Edit with Mike Jacobson. Every week we take a look at the key games in the Big Ten for the upcoming weekend. And this week, a number of byes. Nebraska's on a bye, Northwestern's on a bye, and Wisconsin also gets a bye this week. The schedule in the early games, Iowa plays at Minnesota, Maryland at Penn State. Then at 2:30, Illinois hosting Purdue, Michigan State going out of conference to take on BYU, and Indiana plays in the Horseshoe against Ohio State. Then the night game, Michigan at Rutgers. Last week, 7 Big Ten games, all 14 teams in action. This week, 3 teams get the week off, and a fourth goes out of conference. That's Michigan State. Well, let's take a look at that Iowa-Minnesota game, Mike. They battle for the Floyd of Rosedale, and this is a game in which both teams are looking for a bounce back. Iowa coming off the loss to Northwestern. They're 1-1 in the Big Ten after a squeaker at Rutgers 2 weeks ago. Meantime, Minnesota looked like they had pulled that game out against Penn State. They had a 13-3 halftime lead. Penn State came back. Minnesota rallied again, but gave up a late score to allow Penn State to get them to overtime, and then they did not do well in overtime at all. Saquon Barkley, a 25-yard run on Ohio State's first snap of overtime after Minnesota had managed but a field goal try. And all of a sudden, Minnesota coming off a very disappointing loss, going home, though, to play their rival.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it last week on the podcast about Iowa, that the pressure was on Iowa last week at Kinnick Stadium versus Northwestern, and looky what happens. The Wildcats pull out a great win, so the Wildcats ended their bye in a good mood, which is always good for Coach Fitz and nice little confidence booster. But Iowa, this has to be a must win, right? I mean, you're 1-1 in the conference after running the table last year. You're favored to win the West, perhaps the entire conference. And you're limping in, and you barely got by Rutgers. This is not good for Kirk Ferentz and company.
Well, I think that's the key. They had so many guys coming back this year, and they were the preseason favorites. They were a ranked team, preseason favorites to win the West again. And now they find themselves in a dogfight, and it's not going to get much easier for them either. But Iowa, if you look at their schedule down the road, the Hawkeyes, after this game this weekend – against Minnesota, Iowa then stays on the road. They play Purdue. They come home and play Wisconsin. They go to Penn State. Then they get Michigan at home. And, of course, they have a game against Nebraska at home the day after Thanksgiving.
That's the way they finish out the conference.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is a very big game for them. Minnesota, meantime, very disappointing turn of events for them after a 3-0 start, and especially given the fact that it looked like they had control of that game. They let it get away. They really had Penn State on the ropes. They had a commanding lead, gave it up, got it back. And so I think they had some bad penalties in that game. This is a game they really need to bounce back.
Yeah, it was sloppy last week for the Gophers, and it was their first loss overall. Mm-hmm. But that's not a way you want to start your conference play at all, and particularly, and for the being the first loss of the season overall, that's a tough one to swallow. So we'll see how they bounce back here and see what kind of character they've got.
Yeah, I think playing at home, huge advantage.
Absolutely.
In this game for Minnesota, and I would look for them to bounce back against Iowa. Let's look at Maryland at Penn State. The Maryland Terrapins, the surprise team in the conference so far this year, in a good way. There are a couple surprising teams in the other direction, but Maryland at 4-0, they're, and this is the key to me, they're number 4 in the conference in total offense. They are number 4 in total defense. It's not a fluke that they have gotten to 4-0. Now you might say, who has Maryland played to this point? And you could probably make the case a little bit there. Howard at home, Florida International, Central Florida, and Purdue. But the fact is, they have scored the most points through 4 games in their history. And they have put up 40 points or more 3 times. They've scored 50 or more twice, including last week in their win over Purdue.
And you got to give a lot of credit to DJ Durkin coming over from Michigan and what he's been already able to establish. And that, we all know, Maryland's not a football powerhouse, but this is by far the feel-good story not only in the Big Ten, but maybe perhaps across college football this year. It really has been fun, and I've actually tuned in and been able to catch a little bit of their games. They're impressive. They really are. And again, you got to tip it off to Durkin and company. You did mention schedule hasn't been the toughest, but you know.
But it's going to get tough. It's going to get tough.
Oh, yes, it is.
They'll go home and play Minnesota and Michigan State, then go to Indiana and Michigan before hosting Ohio State the second weekend of November. Penn State, meantime, after getting blown out at Michigan, comes back with a big overtime win over Minnesota.
Big win.
So they're at 3-2. That's a very significant win. And if you look down the road for Penn State, not the toughest schedule necessarily in the Big Ten. They do have Ohio State. They play them at home. They go to Purdue. They come home and play Iowa. They go to Indiana and Rutgers, and then Michigan State visits State College for the land-grant game. That's their rivalry game. So, I think Penn State, even though I think they have some issues, this was a pretty big win for them last week. And this is also something that, you know, I think if you look at this game, this has been a traditional rivalry before Penn State came into the Big Ten, long before Maryland came into the Big Ten. These schools played each other quite a bit. So this will be, I think, pretty hotly contested game this week in State College.
It's never easy up there in Happy Valley to play. And as you mentioned, the powerhouse teams that they're going to have to face in the conference, Ohio State, Iowa, and Michigan State, they all come to them.
They all come there. Yep.
So for Franklin and company, again, big win for them. So them and Northwestern, huge wins, probably the biggest wins of the conference last week.
Well, after winning twice in non-conference play, Purdue got off to a very rough start in Big Ten play with that 50-7 loss to Maryland. Now they go to Champaign, Illinois, anxiously awaiting the arrival of the Boilermakers. Illinois is a double-digit favorite in this game, and that's understandable. But the Illini are coming off a game in which they played very well for about a half, three quarters, perhaps, into the third quarter. But then they gave up three fourth-quarter touchdowns at Nebraska. And probably the discouraging part of that, a 10-minute drive there from the third quarter into the fourth quarter as Nebraska scored early in the fourth. And Illinois, with a chance to pull off a major victory and get their first Big Ten win under Lovie Smith in their conference opener. After beating Nebraska last year in the last seconds in Champaign, they come up short, and it ends up not being as close as it looked like it might be.
Oh, absolutely. It, you know, ends up being 31-16 after that. But I remember looking up at the scoreboard at one point, and they're up 13. So I said, holy cow, look at Lovie and company. Because, you know, ever since Murray State, it has not been easy sledding for them. I mean, they had that loss to North Carolina, blowout 48-23, and then they did not have a good showing against Western Michigan either. That was 34-10. And then you see them on top, and it was, you know, I think in the second quarter at that point, I said, wow, Lovie could get that first Big Ten win here and maybe start getting things in the right direction. But again, they just kind of fell apart at the seams.
Nebraska had a drive going in the third quarter. Illinois forced a fumble deep in Illinois territory, and then they were driving the other way. And you kind of think at that point, okay, they've got a real shot to win this. They go to Rutgers next week. Then they play at Michigan, and that's where the schedule will begin to get more challenging. They've got Michigan and Wisconsin on the road and their rivalry game at Northwestern at the end of the season. So Illinois welcoming in Purdue today, and the Boilermakers really in a heap of trouble because after this they go home and play Iowa, then go to Nebraska. So they've got a very tough stretch.
That'll be really weird to see Lovie Smith in Evanston on the sidelines, won't it?
Yeah, that's
to
a ways,
wrap up the regular season.
That's a ways down the road.
It really is. But still, it's weird.
It will be. The big question in the Big Ten, aside from what's wrong with Iowa, is what's wrong with Michigan State. The Spartans in rather uncharted territory for them with back-to-back losses. They had the one game, of course, where they really did not look good against Wisconsin, looking for a bounce back under the lights last week at Indiana, and they end up losing to the Hoosiers 24-21 in overtime. So back-to-back losses. A lot of people wondering, as Michigan State is off to a tough start here, maybe not a bad time for them to go out of the conference and play BYU.
BYU couldn't have come at a better time, as far as I'm concerned. And if you have Michigan State friends that you were in your company, and I do, and I also know that one of our colleagues here, Mary Boyle, her husband is a Michigan State fan, and they're just livid right now. I mean, a lot of them have, season's over. But, you know, it's not over, but a very disappointing start. And a loss to Indiana, that really just adds salt to the wound of, again, a pretty bad start for a team that, national championship.
Well,
and
their win at Notre Dame looked really impressive at the time.
Oh, my God.
But now you look at it and you say, well, maybe not. There's still a lot of talent on that Michigan State team, and they should bounce back at home against BYU before hosting Northwestern, which will be coming off a bye week next weekend.
Do you think that blowout loss to Wisconsin was still lingering with them a little bit heading into Bloomington?
I would think so.
I mean, you get whipped up at home by Wisconsin, and that sticks with you. It's a sour taste that I don't think fully got out of their mouth before they moved to the Hoosier State last week.
And look, Indiana's an explosive team. Granted, they didn't play well the week before against Wake Forest. They were favored to win that game, ended up losing it. So I think they had a sour taste of their own, and they played very well. I think Indiana showing significant improvement defensively this year. They've been a team that could score a lot of points.
Just couldn't stop anybody.
They couldn't stop anybody, and they certainly made some key stops in that game against Michigan State. Speaking of Indiana, they'll get another test. They go to Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. And Ohio State looked pretty much unstoppable last week, 58-0 over Rutgers.
They came off a bye. We talked about it on last week's podcast. That was the worst time for them to be running into the Buckeyes. Did you see the highlights of that?
Oh, sure.
It was a beatdown. That was not pretty. So.
Yeah, they have not really had a close game. Their closest game so far was the win at Oklahoma, 45-24. So still a 21-point victory is as close as it's gotten. JT Barrett setting all kinds of records, and Ohio State welcoming in the Hoosiers. And the final game of the day, the night game, Michigan playing at Rutgers, another team that has been rolling along, but a closer game last week against a very good Wisconsin team. Ended up knocking Wisconsin out of the top 10, but just barely, 14-7. But all of Michigan's games have been at home, and now the Wolverines go on the road for the first time. If you're going to play your first road game, Rutgers probably isn't a bad place to do it.
No, not at all. Quick question for you. Michigan or Ohio State, overall, who's better in your mind?
Well, in my mind, it's Ohio State still, but we will find out in Columbus on November 26th.
That's must-see TV right
there. No question about that.
Absolutely.
Rutgers on a 7-game Big Ten losing streak. So it's going to be very tough for them against this Michigan team that seems to do whatever they have to do to win. And they've scored a lot of points, but last week their defense just outstanding against Wisconsin.
Yeah, Rutgers had a rough go of it since entering the conference overall. So it's not going to get any easier this week.
And as for Michigan, they will go home and play Illinois after a bye week next week. So, again, that's the Big Ten schedule for this week. Should be an interesting week around the conference. Best games, the best game looks to be Iowa at Minnesota and Maryland at Penn State. I think the two early games, very intriguing matchups.
Iowa loses that game. Big, big trouble at Iowa City.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Campus Tailgate. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.